Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 11, 2020. America is left without a president. Kabbalah teaches us to work in three lines, which is very important, especially in our time. We see that today in the world, the confrontation, the struggle, the contradiction between the right and the left is growing everywhere, splitting countries and peoples in two, and putting two camps against each other. We feel this polarization even within families. In all developed and even developing countries, there is a huge distance between the left and the right, a split in society, in every country. As we develop, egoism grows more and more, and therefore we don't see that this contradiction between the right and the left is getting smoothed out. On the contrary, they are becoming increasingly distant from each other and colliding and arguing more. This is especially evident in America, where society is divided into two camps, the left and the right, which cannot find any common point. This rift is felt even within families. Previously, there was no such contradiction between opinions on all issues, in relation to nature, ecology, weapons, family, sex, food, and absolutely everything. Instead of looking for points of convergence and understanding how to reach an agreement, we see that the two lines, the right and left, diverge further and further, become more polar and differ as east from west or north from south. The distance between them is growing more and more, and there is nothing that would connect them. The further the world develops, the deeper this split will become, and hatred, rejection, misunderstanding, and unwillingness to understand each other will increase. All this is awakened in human society by the Creator. America is splitting into two hostile camps as if there are no other approaches and parties other than the right and the left. And nothing can be done about it because this is nature. Nature is not going to help people connect, on the contrary, it will divide them into two equal camps, as we now see in the United States. How is it possible for a society to split exactly in the middle with millions of people on one side and millions on the other against each other in such a way that a few units of preponderance decide who will become president of America? In such a situation, there is no president at all because he should stand in the middle between these two lines. Two lines are revealed in any modern society in order for us to establish the middle line, that is, the Creator, who should reveal himself and establish a connection between us. Otherwise, we will not be able to exist and will be at war with each other without any compromise and possibility to reach agreement. There is no middle line, it can only come from above. This is how the world works, this is how nature works. Therefore, Kabbalistic groups working on getting closer to the upper force, to the purpose of creation, who are called Israel, aimed directly at the Creator, Yasharakel, will be in the center of the entire world, in the center of everyone's attention, and they will have to provide a connection between the left and right lines. The entire world will be divided into right and left. And between them there are a few thousands who are called Israel, who will be responsible for the fact that billions of people on one side and billions on the other side cannot connect with each other. Therefore, we must learn the middle line, which is determined by the upper force, as it is written, "He who creates peace in his celestial heights, may he in his mercy create peace for us, and help us, to develop correctly." The state that is revealed in the American election shows us what the future of the world will be like. American society is more developed, and therefore this contradiction is already evident there. The rest of the world is still lagging behind, thanks to religious and cultural traditions. In America, however, all the nations are mixed, and therefore it is so obvious that the two parts of American society are completely separated from each other, and there is no one to connect them. How can someone who is 100% accepted by one side and 100% not acceptable by the other side, by half of the country's citizens, be the president? How in this situation can there be a president who stands in the middle and controls everyone? This is absolutely impossible. There is only one possibility, to reveal the upper force that will connect the two camps together. The revelation of the upper force and the global connection is our work as Kabbalists. This will soon become clear, and we must be ready for it. The world will want this, it will come and ask for this. The world will be splitting into two parts more and more, and we will need to attract the middle line from above so that it begins to dominate both poles, leading them to the agreement. The president can be neither from the left nor from the right, but only standing in the middle and leading to connection, to the middle line that the wisdom of Kabbalah reveals. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 6, 2020, Writings of Rabash, 3 lines. The world is like a petri dish with coronaviruses. Coronavirus is a spiritual virus, not in the sense of some kind of mysticism, but because it reacts to the spirit that reigns between people. It enjoys and feeds on the hatred between us, and it develops and lives within it. Therefore, it manifests itself and begins to gain strength fueled by our unkind relationships with each other. The more anger, rejection, and conflicts between us, the more comfortable the virus feels, multiplying in this nutritious environment. Doctors and psychologists warn of the serious consequences of prolonged isolation of children at home. But in order for children to be able to return to school, their parents must change. Adults need to correct their bad behavior, their mutual alienation, and hatred. The egoism existing between us, the impurity, gives food to the virus, and provides it with a living environment. Only mutual rapprochement can disinfect the place where the virus lives. The virus lives inside our hatred for each other. Obligatory distance separates us, and does not allow us to get closer, and all this space is filled with hatred, claims, and discord. This is a favorable environment for the virus. It multiplies in it, as if in a nutritious solution, like in a petri dish in a laboratory. If you put our relationships in a petri dish, you will see how intensively the coronaviruses will begin to multiply in it. Until we begin to change, we will suffer more and more and die. The Creator has no other method of influencing us, but for intensifying our problems, until we all agree to correct ourselves. We need to think about what needs to be done so that all humanity, all nations, and all families can live peacefully and happy on Earth. Otherwise, we will simply come to the end of our existence. Time for thinking has already expired. We urgently need to start acting. First of all, we need to understand what changes are needed and what new world we must enter. Nature leads us into a new state. We must realize what is happening and bring ourselves in line with it. Until we do this, nothing will change. How can we get children back to school and adults back to work if we do not fit into this new world? We will have to stay at home until we understand that we must behave in a new way. So it is happening all over the world. First, one, then another country suddenly flares up, as if a fire has broken out, and again calms down. The reason is not the virus, but our attitude to each other. We are entering a new stage in the development of humanity, the peculiarity of which is that it is not nature that obliges a person to live in a certain way, but people themselves determine through their relations in what nature we will exist. We have already passed all the geological periods, nature has finished developing, and it is the turn of man. We determine by our inner attitude in what world we will live. From CAB TV's Writers' Meetings, October 27, 2020. My article in Newsmax, The Disunited State of America Today. America's bitter political divide is taking a toll on personal relations. While one half of the nation exuberantly celebrates, the other half is depressed and frustrated over questions of fraud in the electoral process. Rifts over the nation's leadership, direction, and vision have deepened and are causing social severing into two opposing camps. will it be possible to find common ground under the current circumstances? It certainly is possible because we have no other alternative. It is a matter of existential importance. A recent poll conducted by an independent research institute revealed that 8 out of 10 Republicans believe the Democratic Party has been taken over by socialists, while 8 in 10 Democrats think the Republican Party has been taken over by racists. Both sides, each from their own perspective, consider that the core values and the character of the nation are not only at stake, but at risk. Friends have been torn apart as a result of political differences. The same has happened in families whose members have opposite views about which candidate and party has the most appropriate qualities and policies to occupy the highest U.S. office. The 2020 presidential race shows that opinions of who is more suitable to become not only the commander-in-chief, but the so-called leader of the free world, have destroyed even strong and decades-long relationships. Such signs of erosion in personal relationships as these were identified in a survey conducted by the Pew Research Center before the elections. The survey revealed that most Trump and Biden voters said they had just a few or no friends at all who supported the candidate of the other political party. While it is true that our environment influences our opinions and decisions, deep inside each person is born with specific tendencies and preferences. From birth we lean by nature toward a specific side, either left or right. Humanity was created with this natural symmetrical split in which every side wholeheartedly believes its perspective is the right one and the other side is completely wrong. In short, there isn't a single idea in the world fit to connect every single person. The common truth can only be found in the middle ground between the opposites. Just as the Earth has a North Pole and a South Pole, nature divides people into two equal camps, as we are now seeing in the USA, for example, for a purpose. Both left and right will strengthen in their opposing positions. Why? Because this polarity between the right and the left will finally reveal to Americans the need to build their common future together, the need to discover the path between the two poles that will allow all to thrive. The contrasting positions will together reveal a common denominator that now does not exist. In truth, the root of all reality will be revealed, a force capable of balancing the opposite sides to open space for a peaceful coexistence. All the possible forms of reality should mutually complement the others rather than erase the others. Fulfillment for all is possible only in the middle ground that emerges between opposites. If people understand that the general advancement of all is possible only in this middle line, or middle ground, they will perceive their opponents differently. If I see that every negative and positive occurrence happens only in order to propel me toward a higher goal, I will treat both sides with equal respect. As the sages wrote, love will cover all transgressions. Proverbs 10:12. Reconciliation in the current state of political opposition can be found in finding a common sweet spot for mutual benefit, where no one gives up but everyone gives in order to realize the shared ideal of a thriving nation and an harmonious society. My new article on LinkedIn: It Takes Two Sides to Build a Bridge. The left and the right will not compromise. They cannot, since human self-centeredness is ever-growing and people are becoming increasingly obstinate and intolerant. We cannot help it, nature is developing our egoism just as it develops every plant and animal. The only thing we can do is direct our egos toward positive causes or negative ones. If we choose the former, humanity will rise to new heights in every aspect of life. If we choose the latter, we will find ourselves embroiled in World War III. Because nature makes our egos more intense, we are bound to become even more divided than we already are. Moreover, as we see in America, it splits us into two halves that are nearly identical in size. And since nature also makes us increasingly obstinate, it leaves us with two choices: fight to death, or transcend our disputes and find unity above them. To choose the latter option and save ourselves from destruction, We must make unity the single most important value in our lives. It need not conflict with any of our current values, such as devotion to God, caring about the environment, campaigning for women's rights, for patriotism, or for any value that we currently hold dear. Unity should be on a level all to itself, and it should mean that we may disagree on everything, but at the end of the day, we are one nation. Within that nation you have every faith, race, color, gender, political agenda, and anything else you might think of. But as it should be in a vibrant democracy, the diversity makes each faction shine even brighter. Without diversity, we wouldn't be able to think, judge, learn, and grow as individuals. We would be robots whose perspectives are installed in them at childhood and we would never develop from there. But life is development and change. Life is birth and death, day and night, ebb and flow, storm and calm. Life is myriad opposites intertwined in one another to create countless colors and shades, and maintain everlasting harmony and balance. Those who wish to destroy diversity, wish to destroy life. We cannot have common ground nor should we because that would be the end of our existence as human beings. Only when we take those who think the opposite of us, and build with them a canopy of unity above our differences we will discover why we are apart, because it takes two sides to build a bridge. Michael Lehtman, on Quora, how could the US 2020 election be so close in numbers? We have entered a new era where unity above differences and divisions is showing itself to be a growing need, and the closeness of the current US election results is a duly sign of this. Over the course of history, while we were still developing, we experienced periods of governance under one kind of rule or another, but today we can expect to see ourselves increasingly as two equal halves. Moreover, our current democratic systems ascertain that in such a situation, one vote extra for a certain side will shift the governance of an entire country over to that side. However, the longer we find ourselves at such a juncture, the more we will see that leadership over a polarized population, where roughly half object to that leadership, makes no sense as it will ultimately fail to satisfy everyone. Our tendency to agree with one or another side stems from our very nature. Also, we possess these inclinations in order to lead us into a stalemate, where we realize that only by uniting above our natures can we all experience harmonious, happy, healthy and safe lives. It is like we have reached a dead end in our natural development, and the time has come to rise above ourselves, to unite above our differences, and discover our common source. We will find that we have no choice but to positively connect for our very survival, health and happiness, that is, to find our common and equal place in this nature that we all share, united as parts of a single body of humanity. In order to unite above our divisive drives, we still lack education, mentally and emotionally, in order to navigate our way to that goal. Instead of education and examples in our surroundings that provoke our natural urges to divide us, we need to aspire for rising above our mind and heart to a state that is neither us, or them but what connects between us. Such unification is the solution to all of our problems. While we have reached a stage in our development where we see ourselves split between fundamentally different views, like two sides of a coin, and it will likely take more time, more elections, disagreements, arguments and even wars, for us to become truly desperate and realize that we have no choice but to unite above our natural urges that pull one way or another. However, in the end, we will reach a state of absolute unification because such a state is rooted in nature. We all emanate from a single, unique and unified force, and we are all destined to ultimately rediscover our connection to that force. In a broader view of human development, we are now reaching a new stage of maturation, in which we will increasingly see that there is no benefit in trying to convince the other side of one point of view. Rather, what remains for us, is to search together for a common point that connects between us. Above all opposites that we perceive in our world, there is a common source from which we all emerge, and our experience of life in this world as harmonious or painful moving forward, will depend on the extent by which we search for our common source. My new article on LinkedIn on beautiful women and the November shopping fest. November has become the month of online shopping. This year, for example, you have the Singles Day, Veterans Day, targeting Americans, and Remembrance Day, targeting Canadians, Australians, and British, all on November 11th. 3 days later, on November 14th, you have Diwali, the Festival of Lights, which targets Hindus, Thanksgiving, on November 26th, Black Friday, immediately after, though Black Friday sales now begin a few days before Thanksgiving, and Cyber Monday, which comes immediately after Black Friday, and this year on the last day of November. One of the main trends that's been developing since COVID started was the increase in sales of home decoration products and decrease in sales of cosmetics. It makes sense. After all, what's the point of spending so much money and taking so much time making myself pretty if in the end I cover it all with a mask? And since I'm forced to spend so much time at home, I might as well take better care of it and make my stay in it more pleasant. Especially since the onset of COVID-19, online shopping has exploded and become many people's primary mode of shopping. Also, following the tense presidential elections, it's likely that many people will want to treat themselves to something nice, either as a consolation or as a celebration. But then, if women can't look pretty, does it mean that they can't be pretty? I think it's to the contrary. The external limitations shift the focus to internal qualities, and this is where real beauty lies. A beautiful woman is not one who wears lipstick and covers her face with makeup, and she certainly does not need to expose her body in order to look beautiful. These are only costumes. A woman's real beauty is something far deeper. When a woman is beautiful within, her man will follow her like a child follows his mother. It's not about looks, but about internal wisdom and soundness that only women can offer. Women can, and should, employ that same wisdom with which they raise their children to raise their partners. After all, a man is really not much more than a grown-up baby. Give him confidence and support, tell him right from wrong, and do so lovingly, and he'll be yours forever. I think that today, inner beauty is what all people need the most. It may not be a vendable product that you can sell for profit, but it'll certainly be in high demand the more our world loses its way. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, July 24, 2020, Part 1. Question: when working on a text, I feel that I need to perform practical work in order to perceive the information in the best way, scrutinize the main topic, summarize it, simplify the article, and try to explain it in my own words. Should I do all this work by myself or together with the friends? Answer: it is better to work together, but only if your friends are capable of that. Question: you teach your students according to Kabbalistic sources, but we don't study according to these sources in the courses of integral education. Around what should we connect? Answer: you don't connect around sources, but around an idea, around the upper force that is now aimed at you and connects you. This is the only way. Question: is there a connection between the development of desires and cognitive development? Answer: there is no connection at all. You don't need to be very intelligent in order to be wise. Question: who is wise? Answer: a wise person is a person who has acquired a great amount of information about the connections between all the phenomena in the world. Question: how can we develop collective intellect? Is it possible to develop collective emotions, or is it a natural phenomenon? Answer: no, it is not something natural. This requires a lot of hard work. It all depends only on the opening of the hearts in order to reach one desire in which everything will be clarified. Question: will there be social professions in the future that do not require any understanding during the study? Answer: as I see it, we are already living in this future. We simply need to complete our correction. Question: the less a person knows, the more confident he is in what he knows and doesn't feel that what he knows is limited. What is the reason for this? Answer: when a person doesn't know much, there is nothing to be confused about. Question: education today is divided into three areas: knowledge, skills, and values. What does a person need in order to survive and to develop in the new world? Answer: I wouldn't recommend any of these areas. In order to survive in today's world, a person needs the right environment, that's all. Question: understanding is a sensory process. It consists of the mind and senses. The sages wrote that the heart understands. What does that mean? Answer: the heart understands to the extent that it can feel, and the intellect follows the feelings. Question: should the study be built on accelerating the process of the recognition of evil of our ego and its rapid change? Answer: yes, but it cannot be done artificially. It will happen by itself. Question: where is information stored? In our mind, in our desires, or in our intentions? Answer: nowhere. Information is stored around us, in the air. This is the field we are in. We need to connect to it and to draw the information from it. From CapTV's Management Skills, June 24, 2020. The purpose of information transfer. Question: there are different forms of conveying information. Messages usually take up to 10 minutes. A report can run from 10 minutes to 3 hours. Lectures last an hour and a half on average. From your experience in lecturing, what is the most effective form of information transfer for human development, unification of people, and acquisition of communication skills? Or does it all depend on the goal? Answer: of course, it depends on the goal. Information can be audio, visual, etc., as well as spiritual. In our world, it is transmitted by speech, text, music, and pictures. All this reveals the inner world of a person. Information should fill everything that a person is ready to perceive. And a person should take care about how to correctly perceive it and prepare to receive a certain amount of information. It is most important. The transfer of information is the stimulation of certain internal schemes that need to be employed in a person. He must awaken in himself specific forms of communication that close certain chains in his consciousness, in his sensory, visual, and mainly spiritual perception in order to create such forms in himself that are not in our world, and thus correctly perceive the picture that I want to convey to him. From CapTV's Communication Skills, August 14, 2020. Balance between cooperation and competition. Question: scientists say that there are certain kinds of mechanisms in nature that maintain a balance between cooperation and competition. This makes it possible to avoid the physical destruction of opponents and thereby provides a sufficiently high level of internal diversity. Do you think the same applies to human society, which has been given free will? Or can we destroy each other? Answer: no, nature will not allow it. We need to understand that all these laws apply both at the level of the simplest organisms and more complex ones. If we sometimes do not see something, it is only because we do not have the ability to see it. In general, the law of nature is universal. In society, everything works like in the cell of an organism or between its cells. We have nothing to fear. We will not be able to destroy ourselves because there is a constraining mechanism. Question: it is said that modern society has evolved to the size of a system that is similar to a destructive geological force that can destroy the entire universe. This was not the case a few thousand years ago. What does it mean that people were given such power now? Answer: We were given this possibility only potentially but by no means in actual fact, so that we understand how much we still need to develop in order to balance our physical capabilities with the moral scale. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, August 21, 2020. Society as an individual. Question: the wisdom of the crowd is a beautiful term. But in real life, when we encounter a crowd at stadiums, during protests or social unrest, we see that it is guided by the lowest impulses. Is there a method to use the potential wisdom present in the crowd and turn it toward a positive direction? Answer: I think that this is possible only if we make an image of an individual from the crowd. We must unite people who are opposite and far from each other in character, aspirations, understanding, etc., to achieve a common goal for which they can annul themselves and use their egoism for the benefit of unification. When their connection reaches such a unity, they will succeed. Usually we are faced with a contradiction between an individual and society: make the individual prevail over society, or the society suppresses the individual. But here we need to make society a person, so that it gathers all the elements of the individuals that it consists of into a single collective image. Question: what does it mean to make society a person? Each person is an individual with different goals and desires. Answer: when people come together to achieve a single goal, they try to use everything each of them has to achieve this goal. Then there are no contradictions between them. They unite with each other over a very strict principle: over all contradictions, even over hatred, love will prevail. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, September 25, 2020. One God, Unity and Love. Remark: there are some movies that show an extraterrestrial alien invasion and all the people on Earth uniting. The sense of mutual guarantee appears. But even now, when the coronavirus dominates the entire Earth, we see that it does not unite people but divides them. My comment: we have come to a state where nothing will help us unite except realizing that only connection will raise us above our nature, above ourselves. We must achieve this. Remark: if there was one God for everyone, then everyone would walk under him, believe in him, it would be good. Answer: but it is not so, and it will not happen. There is no such God. There is only one God, if we accept him as God, and that is mutual connection, unity, and love. These qualities can bring us closer together and unite us. It can be called the highest property that exists in nature. That is what we need. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, September 25, 2020. What should a speaker do if he is interrupted? Question: what should a speaker or a teacher do when students interrupt him or her? How should we work with such people? I am sure you have had this experience. Answer: yes, and more than once. First, I ask not to be interrupted, because it will not help. I still have to answer the questions from previous attendees. Second, I tell them that this is not going to stop me. I can answer any questions, and by their behavior, they simply show disrespect to the people who are sitting next to them and prevent them from listening. There were very few cases when people did not want to listen to me, only once or twice in America. At one of the lectures, I talked about anti-Semitism, that it would develop in their country, and everyone was outraged: how can you say this about our America? They would not be saying that today. In another lecture, I was talking about the fact that God is nature and that there is no difference between them, it is one law, one force. But the outrage of that audience was just a miscommunication: what can you do? And all the rest, unless it is an ultra-religious audience, listen to me with pleasure. I do not say anything contrary to faith or any other ideologies. I am just talking about things that are embedded within nature. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, August 14, 2020. What gives the correct study of the wisdom of Kabbalah? Question: during the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, various disturbances arise. Can these obstacles be perceived as suffering? How can they be dealt with? Answer: the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah never invokes or summons sufferings in any way. You simply need to study it correctly. This means that you have to be in a group, study together with everyone, and try to be in a collective system, in a ten, which is called a soul, and thus advance. The moment we arrange this state of the group, we will acquire mutual responsibility, mutual guarantee, and thus begin to feel the impact of the upper force until we actually reveal it. From KabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 18, 2018.